Good morning. With you, Reuven Hillel Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Yutes Siman Hey. We're talking about the Malacha of Lisha. So the Chayyadim gave an example of Zera Pishtan or Shum Shem Rebamayim. So a very common example of this application of this halacha is oatmeal. A person puts water into oatmeal, or even milk into oatmeal. And it sits together, it binds together and becomes a significant mass without any stirring involved. And so over here, the stirring in a crisscross fashion will not be sufficient to make it mutter. And changing the order will not be sufficient to make it mutter if one makes a thick mixture. So one, what has to do is, if a person will be making oatmeal on Shabbos, let's say to give to a child, or farina to give to a child, the person has to make sure they add enough liquid that the subsequent mixture is going to be thin. No matter how long it sits, it will just be a thin mixture. So then one is not dealing with the malacha blush. If one does not do that, one is dealing with the malacha blush deraisa, and there's really no heter how to create a deviation which is going to make it mutter. In that situation, where a person makes a blila raka, makes a thin mixture, so then when one wants to stir it, one can stir it. With a crisscross fashion or shaking, etc. That the idea that which we discussed before, adding sugar into this mixture. So if the sugar dissolves into the liquid, it's not considered lush because it dissolves and becomes part of the liquid. If the mixture is thick enough that the sugar sort of remains granulated, a person could feel the granules as they're eating it, so that would be lush. Person is taking the sugar which has remained a solid and connecting it through the medium of the liquid which is there, and a person would be involved in a situation of lush. So if it's thick enough that the sugar just sits there on top before it starts to combine, so then we can use this logic which is, we said before, by mayonnaise, where nothing takes place in the first stage, and the second stage, the mixing can be done in a crisscross fashion. But since we're talking about a case where it's a thin mixture, that's the only case where we can make such a thing on Shabbos, is with a thin mixture, chances are that some of the water will start to connect immediately. But it's a blila raka, so one could do that, theoretically, by changing the order. The person who wants to add sugar, what they could do is put the sugar into a bowl and then pour this mixture on top of it, so that they change the order of the mixture, and then they can do a crisscross fashion. So it comes out a very interesting way of adding sugar to oatmeal, and making sugar to oatmeal. Making something into a thick mixture, is there any scenario where that's going to be mutter? So you need to clarify that point. Benjamin will do that in the next shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.